Live in a panic zone. Here we go again. I'm Steve Garay, America's voice. God bless America, and God bless you for being here. It's time to get into it again. It's the Ultra MAGA Express train. As we roll on to truth, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the hearings have begun in Washington for the UFOs. Those are concluding and continuing. We'll keep an eye on that. Let's see here. Got me in the wrong place, don't we? Let's go with this. Number two, radical pro-abortion leftists are warning the nation they are ready to burn down the Supreme Court and kill justices if they can get away with it. And they just might try. Yeah, they just might try to do that. And number three, it just seems the Democrats are failing to see day after day the big lies that they are putting forward. The big lies they are putting forward, they fail to see what it's doing to America. And it's a desperate move in socialist circles. I mean, what can they do? The election cycle is clearly out of control for them, and historic wipeout for the Democrat Party coming in November. But the panic now really set again. I mean, the whole COVID pandemic thing has faded. Huge disappointment for the Democrats. And even though they secretly hope it comes back with a vengeance, there is zero chance it will unite Americans behind the incompetent and incontinent Joe Biden. His ship has sunk along with the pandemic, and millions of Americans are regretting they let the senile old man anywhere near the White House. They're just praying to hang on long enough to not be broke by the time the next presidential election gets here. I say that when gasoline has once again hit an all-time record high across the nation. $4.58.9 is the new average this morning. $4.58.9, the new average this morning for gasoline across this country. How shocking is that? Well, it was $4.46 four days ago. It's up 11 cents in 4 days and skyrocketing. And with panic, desperation now setting in for the Democrats, they thought for sure that the leaked abortion decision from the Supreme Court would save them. But nobody seems to care that much. Certainly not the numbers they need. Not enough to keep that sinking ship of socialism afloat. So now they're flailing and hoping that the shooting in Buffalo can be used to trumpet a false narrative, another big lie, of white supremacy into a win come November. But nobody is buying that either. The problem for the left is pretty simple. They're like little boy blue. They've cried wolf so many times that the majority of Americans are turning away, uninterested and unimpressed with anything they have to say. And of course, the other big lie is that somehow Vladimir Putin is to blame for all the economic problems. Skyrocketing inflation, the shelves of baby formula sitting empty across the nation, gas prices for every single state above $4, several states above $5, including critical states like Nevada, and states like Arizona and Pennsylvania will crest $5 very soon. Critical states. How do you think that impacts the Senate races in Arizona and Pennsylvania? The whole damn socialist house of cards is now burning down, and they're almost out of options except for the idea of finding a bigger distraction, a bigger lie than anything else. And that, of course, there's one thing they can pull. Getting our great nation into a war that none of us want. Well, except the warmongers on Capitol Hill, they want it. I want you to hear this. This is laid out quite well from Congressman Chip Roy. He rips on those voting to send $54 billion to the Ukraine for the biggest lie of all. Here he is.
I support Ukrainians, but I represent Americans. And Americans want to stand alongside Zelensky and push back on Putin, but they want us to do our job responsibly. And when I hear the majority leader of the other party say, quote, a time of war, when I sat with the majority leader in a rules committee meeting upstairs and he said, we're at war, and I'm wondering when we voted to go to war. If we're going to have a proxy war and we're going to give $40 billion to Ukraine because we want to look all fancy with our blue and yellow ribbons and feel good about ourselves, maybe we should actually have a debate in this chamber, a debate in this body, because the American people expect us to do that. when the border of this country is wide open and cartels have control of it and fentanyl is pouring in and we have $30.5 trillion of debt and gas prices are spiking and $1,100 to fill a tank of diesel, and we go, oh, blank check, $40 billion. And by the way, I'm looking at my colleagues on this side of the aisle on that same point.
He's exactly right. Republicans supporting this war are wrong. Flat wrong. That is laying it on the line and telling it like it is. If everyone keeps throwing around the idea that we are at war, which basically we are with $54 billion put in, all in, far more than we spend to defend our own border. And the question is why? Why are so many of these politicians pushing us to defend a nation with which we have no defense treaty? Why would so many in Washington push so hard to provoke Russia? Do they really want to know what kind of arsenal Putin has when it comes to nuclear weapons? Because I certainly don't. But those are not the only big lies that are being floated around when it comes to record-setting prices on gas and diesel and a host of other things. The left has plenty to lie about. But they do it all in the name of disinformation. Disinformation, they certainly do. An energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm, who is clearly in way over her head, continues one of the Democrats' biggest lies of all, and that is that Vladimir Putin is to blame for the price of gasoline today in America. It's absolutely absurd, but here she is.
Yeah, one of the things to come up with is to electrify the transportation system so that we are not subject to the whims of petro-dictators like Vladimir Putin. Let's just be clear about the reasons for these prices being elevated. It is because Russia was a great exporter of oil on a global market. And when countries like the United States and others rightfully said that we are not going to be funding Vladimir Putin's war and we're not going to accept any of those barrels, that pulled about 1.5 billion barrels per day off of the global market. When that happened, the president said, we are going to release 1 million barrels per day to try to stabilize the prices while we exhort our domestic oil and gas industry to increase supply.
I see. So, she's claiming that the price of gas didn't begin to rise until Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. Well, that's simply not true. You see, the national average for gas on March 11th reached a record high. March 11th of $4.33. That was before we started setting all new records recently. $4.33. In fact, gas prices were going down slightly for a wee bit there. And now they're rocketing back up. When Joe Biden took office, gas was $2.25 here. So it was $2 a gallon more before Vladimir Putin ever invaded Ukraine. It is an absolute lie that they're putting forth. A dishonest, disingenuous lie to you, the American people. We'll not put up with it here. We'll call them out for it. They're lying right to you. We're going to get to all of that and more as we continue this conversation and dig deeper into everything they're lying to you about, which is basically everything. They're going to get killed in the midterm elections, and they know it. A historic series of losses, tossing them out. Our only hope, though, is that we don't put in weak-willed, weakling Republicans. I'll be right back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.